From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. European Union interior ministers are meeting Tuesday to discuss a controversial quota plan to distribute more than 100,000 migrants among the nations. The meeting comes after the European Parliament approved the plan last week. Meanwhile, Europe is expected to have a record 1 million people to request asylum this year as refugees flee war in Syria and Iraq. Meanwhile, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says that EU leaders must set their differences aside to meet the challenge. This is the OECD's Angel Gudia.
The numbers are overwhelming us. But let me tell you something. This stage is going to ebb. They are actually going to settle, or at least to arrive, land, and then it's all going to be about integration, integration, integration.
The organization published a report saying Europe had the capacity and the obligation to accommodate an unprecedented wave of refugees. Pope Francis will travel to the United States Tuesday after celebrating a third and final mass on the communist island of Cuba. As we hear here, the Pope is saying mass at the Basilica of the Virgin of Charity of El Cobre, that's the country's holiest shrine. President Raul Castro received the Pontiff's Hub Tuesday at the shrine near Santiago. Francis then laid flowers in front of the Madonna and Child effigy, which is deeply revered by Cubans. You can follow all of the Pope's visit at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping begins his U.S. visit Tuesday and says his government takes cybersecurity seriously and that cyber criminals, including hackers stealing commercial secrets, should be punished according to the law and international conventions. In written comments published early Tuesday in response to questions from the Wall Street Journal, Xi said China has also been the victim of hacking and denied any governmental role in stealing business data. Burkina Faso army troops have entered the capital of Ouagadougou to negotiate the surrender of coup leaders, while the French ambassador says interim President Michel Camfando has been released. An army statement said the armed forces are converging on the capital in an attempt to end the government takeover without bloodshed. German car manufacturer Volkswagen says 11 million cars worldwide were fitted with software that was designed to cheat U.S. emissions tests. It announced on Tuesday that it's putting aside some $7.3 billion to handle the cost of changing the software and other expenses in the hopes of winning back the trust of our customers. Earlier Tuesday, the European Commission spokeswoman, Lucia Caudet, says it takes the matter of Volkswagen's emissions cheating scandal in the U.S. very seriously.
Merci. Donc oui, effectivement, c'est une question que nous prenons très sérieusement.
She says, we need to be very clear on the need to clarify the facts. We need to get the bottom of this. We are in close touch with Volkswagen and the Environmental Protection Agency in the U.S., and as well as the California Air Resources Board to establish the facts with regards to the recall. She added, it's too early for us to draw any conclusions. Egypt demolished more than 3,000 buildings in the Sinai Peninsula during the past 2 years in what was likely a disproportionate campaign to eliminate smuggling tunnels and to create a buffer zone next to the Gaza Strip. That's according to the Human Rights Watch Tuesday. In their new report, they said the residential, commercial, and community buildings were often knocked down with little notice, leaving thousands of people homeless and with inadequate compensation. In addition, the rights group said Egyptian authorities cleared nearly 700 hectares of farmland with no payments for that land. The New York Times said Tuesday its local publisher in Thailand did not publish the day's edition because it feared an article about the health of the country's king and questions about the future of the monarchy. Thailand has strict laws prohibiting criticism of the royal family with punishments up to 15 years in prison. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.